Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2528 with a release date of Friday, April 10th, 2026. The following 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The FCC explores using more radio spectrum for space technology. 2 cosmonauts join a tribute to the first man in space. And a deal secures funds to upgrade an emergency response phone network. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2528 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
We begin this week in Washington, D.C. An official posting on the website of the Federal Communications Commission refers to potential new spectrum users as, and this is their terminology, weird space stuff. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, explains what's going on.
Expecting that orbital laboratories, inhabitable spacecraft, in-space repairs, and many other related uses are going to have a need for greater access to RF spectrum. The Federal Communications Commission is seeking comments on ways to make that happen. The agency voted last month to address new ways to support tracking, telemetry, and command for a variety of over-the-horizon initiatives. The FCC published a proceeding on its website referring to the uses as, quote, weird space stuff, end quote. The agency said that the proposed rulemaking is part of a larger effort to modernize policies in support of the quickly growing space sector. It encouraged comments in particular from companies involved in different aspects of lunar missions, satellite servicing, or related operations. One of the potential frequency ranges referenced in the notice of proposed rulemaking is the frequency range 2305 to 2315 megahertz, which overlaps part of the amateur radio allocation on 13 centimeters. The proposed docket number, 2654. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
A ham in Florida with an experimental license is busy exploring propagation and its impact on 4 meters and 8 meters. As we hear from Jack Parker, W8ISH, he hopes this work will stir more interest in amateur access.
In the hope of gaining insights into seasonal propagation trends, sporadic E, trans-equatorial propagation, and low-band VHF path behavior,